many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
Guten Tag, this is meine Auto. Und this is meine key. Und I only trust one place with meine key. Meine key car care. They are so transparent with e-inspection, which shows photos of the problem and the fix. Meine key is my favorite part of America. And my second favorite part? The cowboys and their horses. Remember, I only trust Meine key with Meine key. A one-stop shop for total car care.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meine key, doing car care right.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
By the way, we're going to continue to follow the story. The tragic death of the investigative reporter Jeff Gehrman. About 7 o'clock this morning, there were reporters observing uniformed police and police vehicles outside the home of the Clark County Public Administrator, Robert Tellis. He had been the focus of recent reporting by Gehrman. Also, at 9 a.m., police said they were serving search warrants in the 7200 block of Bronze Circle where the killing occurred. Such a tragic, tragic story. We will get more information. I can just about promise you the police are all over this. Metro is investigating this. And my guess is by close of business today, we may have a better idea what's going on. But that's an incredibly tragic story, and an incredible reporter. I don't think we ever interviewed him, and I don't think I ever met him. Which is really kind of sad. You work in a town, you live in a town, you're in the media in a town, and you can't know everybody, obviously. But there's one I missed, and from all accounts, an incredible investigative reporter. His life snuffed out. At the age of 70, I believe it was. Stay where you are. You know, we talk about the glamour races in the upcoming election. Well, there are other races down the ballot that are equally important to you and your family. Why? Drew Johnson, a candidate for Clark County Commission District F, as in Frank, will tell us. He's coming up next. I'm Kevin Wall. Stay where you are. On AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Same old partisan politics? The type that gives Nevada lax voting regulations, reduced educational choice, and bloated, inefficient state government? Feel like you're swimming upstream against a tsunami of special interests and legislators intent on serving the needs of government rather than those of ordinary Nevada residents and businesses? There is hope. I'm John Sarpolis, president of the Nevada Policy Research Institute. And we are working to hold our elected leaders responsible. This isn't a partisan issue. Republicans and Democrats have let down the very people they claim to represent in Carson City. For the good of our children, our parents, and ourselves, let's come together and work to put policy ahead of politics. Go to NevadaPolicy.org and learn what we're doing to stand up for your freedoms. This Nevada Policy Update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association.
Live from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studios.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip.
AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas.
Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor. news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Republican Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin now says he's unable to support the Senate's marriage equality bill in its current form. Bob Agnew reports.
Senator Johnson told reporters at the Capitol he supports civil unions, but, quote, this is just Democrats opening up a wound that doesn't need to be opened up. Johnson said earlier this year he had no reason to oppose the bill, but after more exploration, he now believes the bill in its current form opens up what he calls serious concerns about religious liberty. The bill, known as the Respect for Marriage Act, would force states to recognize the married status of same-sex couples who were wed in other states where same-sex marriage is legal. Bob Agnew reporting.
A judge on Wednesday struck down Michigan's 1931 pro-life law months after suspending it. The latest development over abortion in a state where the issue is being argued in courtrooms and possibly at the ballot box. Judge Elizabeth Gleicher ruled that the law was unconstitutional. Former Trump advisor Steve Bannon will reportedly turn himself in tomorrow to face new criminal charges in New York.
Steve Bannon says the Manhattan DA has now decided to pursue phony charges against me 60 days before the midterm election, accusing the Democratic prosecutor of targeting him the way the feds did in 2020 when he was accused of duping donors who gave money to fund a wall on the U.S. border. The longtime ally of Trump, who had pleaded not guilty, was dropped from the federal case when the former president pardoned him. So far, the Manhattan DA is declining to comment. A person familiar with the matter who spoke on condition of anonymity says Bannon will turn himself in tomorrow. Julie Walker, New York.
On Wall Street, the Dow up by 435 points. The Nasdaq rose 246. The S&P 500 advanced 71. Oil down 494 to 81.94 a barrel. More at townhall.com.
This Prager here to share a product that can help keep everyone more healthy, Cofix RX. Most of us know that viruses of all types are a part of life. What we don't always know are the right products that could be protecting us. So I'd like to tell you about Cofix RX and its doctor-approved secret ingredient. As a safety measure, many doctors and nurses have been using iodine to swab their noses for decades. Iodine has been in use since 1811, and 96% of us are iodine deficient. Using Cofix RX antiviral nasal spray with povidone iodine is a smart way to stay healthy. Cofix RX is made right here in the USA. It's simple to use. You spray it up your nose, and the iodine destroys germs and pathogens where they multiply in the nasal cavity. Check out CofixRx.com, that's CofixRx.com, for a retailer near you, or use the coupon code Prager for 20% off at CofixRx.com.
If you wanted to hurt American families, what would you do? Would you open our borders, allowing deadly drugs and human trafficking to spread across our country? Would you turn federal agencies like the FBI and IRS into political weapons? Would you cause the worst inflation in a generation, then shift the debts of the wealthy onto the backs of working families? That's what Joe Biden and Catherine Cortez Masto have done. We need to fight back. We need Adam Laxalt. When government tried to strip our water and property rights, Adam Laxalt fought and won. When Big Pharma was profiting off addiction, Adam Laxalt fought them and won. When gun rights and religious liberties were under threat, Adam fought for Nevada and won. We're in a fight between what's right and what the left has done to America. Adam Laxalt will fight for us.
I'm Adam Laxalt, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Laxalt for Senate.
It's 2:04. This is your KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Clark County is committing $120 million to help build or renovate more than 3,100 affordable housing units. County Commission Chairwoman Jim Gibson called the Welcome Home Program the first of its kind in the Silver State. County officials say the program will help the construction of more than 2,100 new housing units and the rehabbing of 967, which are already built. Clark County reportedly has a shortage of some 85,000 affordable homes for low-income residents. The Las Vegas Aces are headed back to the WNBA Finals. The top-seeded Aces beat the Seattle Storm 97-92, clinching the best-of-five series with their third straight win over the Storm. It also is the final game for Storm legend Sue Bird, who is retiring after a 20-year run in Seattle in the WNBA. for the second time in 3 years. The Aces will try to bring home a championship to Las Vegas, which would be the first in franchise history. The finals begin at noon on Sunday at Michelob Ultra Arena. Las Vegas will play either the defending champs Chicago Sky or the Connecticut Sun. They're going to be playing their game 5 in the semifinal series. That will be tomorrow night.
KMCQ On Time Traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
A lot of congestion on the Beltway right now, 215 West at Green Valley. Heavy volumes both directions on Interstate 15. Remember, there's no HOV lane availability. That's between Warm Springs and Tropicana Avenue.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
You know, it's amazing that we are 62 days away from a midterm election. It's hard to believe it, but we've been talking about it for a long time. We are on top of it. Early voting is coming up in just a matter of weeks, and people are going to be voting. And they're going to be making decisions about people. We talk a lot about the races at the top of the ticket. The races down the ballot, as they say, are just as important. And in some cases, more important because these are the people that are closest to you, the voters. Your chances of running into Adam Laxalt are not that great. Or Sheriff Joe. Or anybody else that's running, it's, you know, running into your congressman. How many times do you run into your congressman? It doesn't happen that often. I'm sorry, but it just doesn't. This election is going to be vitally important. And a candidate for Clark County Commission District F is Drew Johnson, and he joins us. Drew, how you been, sir? You been keeping cool?
Not quite. I've been out knocking doors, but I'm glad to do it, glad to spread our message, and I appreciate you having me on, Kevin.
Tell me what people are telling you. I know you give, and I've seen you give a stump speech, and it's very, very impressive, but you're also a very good listener. Can you tell me what people are telling you when you go to the door and you knock on their door and they open the door for you?
Yeah, people are frustrated. People are frustrated by the cost of things, by the cost of gas, by the cost of groceries. They feel like government doesn't listen. And I think that's a really important part. When you were talking about these down-ballot races being so important, the Clark County Commission controls more of your life, has a bigger impact than the governor. They control your property taxes and your sales taxes and gas taxes and where you can build a house and what you can do for a living. And they control the airport and the hospital. So it's so all-encompassing. And so there are things that the county commission and things that I can do when I'm elected to the county commission to reduce prices, to, you know, cut regulations on businesses that right now those regulatory burdens are being passed on to us at the cash register, to lower sales taxes, which my opponent raised twice during COVID. He made things more expensive for us when we were all out of jobs and all having problems with our finances. So You're exactly right. I mean, these down ballot races really are the ones that impact people's lives.
Drew, you and I first connected back in Tennessee, back in Nashville when I was working there. We have reconnected since you came here, I came here. I want to talk about your background because it's really it's a compelling personal story. You've been kind of a policy wonk in a way. You've worked with think tanks and that. Can you talk about how your background is going to help you in District F as a commissioner?
Sure. We're going way back. I actually grew up in rural Appalachia in an area where the government always tried to help people out, but it never worked. Everybody was still in poverty. I grew up in a trailer with a mom who worked two jobs. She worked at Walmart during the day, and she was a maid at night. And I saw that it wasn't the government helping out that got people in a better position. It was hard work and education. And so that really spurred me throughout my life to fight for limited government and for liberty and to empower people and take power away from government. So I went to school for public policy. I've worked at a lot of nonprofits, think tanks, as a government watchdog, as a government waste expert. I'm the guy who writes bills to lower taxes and to cut wasteful spending. And in my career, I've actually saved taxpayers about $60 billion. And the reason I'm running for this particular office is because since 2008, so for 14 years, it's all been Democrats on the Clark County Commission, 7 out of 7 seats. And so you see so much waste, fraud, abuse of power, abuse of our hard-earned tax dollars, and you don't see any checks and balances. So my thought is if we can get one Republican, this is sort of the one Republican district of the 7, the one that we can win, get me on there as somebody who for a living holds government accountable, who goes on, you know, Fox News and goes on Newsmax and places like that and says, this is how government is wasting your money. I'm going to do that on the local level, and it's going to make it so that we can lower taxes. We can, again, make it easier for small business owners to hire more employees. And so that's what's motivating me to run in this race.
Again, Drew Johnson joining us, candidate for Clark County Commission District F. I got to ask you, though, because there are a lot of options, and there were a lot of options for you politically. Why this race? Why now?
You know, I've never really previously thought that I should run for office. You know, I've been very happy in my role, sort of advancing liberty behind the scenes, giving good policymakers good ideas, pointing out ways that we could make government more transparent and accountable and cutting wasteful spending. And here, you know, my wife and I love living in Clark County. We've lived here for almost 9 years now. We moved here so she could start a small business. And it just isn't as business-friendly, as taxpayer-friendly as you think. I mean, to start, I've mentioned this on your show before, but to start a taco stand takes 21 different steps and 3 different fees. So it's not pro-small business. Now, for a bigger business, it's a pretty good place to be, but to live your American dream, to start a small business, to try to create something for your family is very difficult. And so we need a voice for people who believe in the American dream, who believe that government should be smaller, not bigger, that people make better decisions than government about things that impact their own lives. And that's really what motivated me to run. You know, like I said, I've never thought, when I grow up, I want to be a senator, or I want to be president. I was just in this position where I said to myself, what can I do? I'm frustrated with how things are going in Clark County. Things are heading in the wrong direction. What can I do to make a difference and get things on the right track? And this is a heck of an opportunity because of the influence of each of the 7 county commissioners. I can really make a difference.
Drew, when I moved here in 2011, I could go 6 months, maybe a year, without mentioning the word water. Now it's, what, twice a show, 3 times a show, we're talking about water. We're talking about water consumption. We're talking about water conservation. We're talking about all kinds of things, water rights. And we're talking about all that stuff. What role, if any, can the Clark County Commission have on water issues in our community?
The Clark County Commission controls almost every water issue there is in Clark County. So everything from issues with Lake Mead to, you know, what days you can water. Ultimately, the water authority is under the Clark County Commission. And this is one of the real frustrating things, one of the narratives that we've heard so much about, that we have this water crisis in Clark County. what we have is a concern. The reality is that we have enough water budgeted at the current level of growth, and even with some of the droughts we're seeing, that we have 30 years before we even have to look at additional sources of water. And we also have, if everything went terribly and, you know, it just stopped raining and snowing in the places north of us where we get our water from, we still have 8 years of water literally banked in caves underground that we can use. So this, to me, is a lot more of government making a concern into a crisis so that they can create policies that dictate your life, so that you have to rip out your grass, so that you can't build pools bigger than 600 square feet. And it reminds me a lot of once we sort of got COVID under control and knew how it was spread and knew how to we should live our lives, the county government and Governor Sisolak obviously kept doing things to take away our rights, even though we knew it wasn't helpful to address COVID or to combat COVID. I feel the same way about what we're dealing with water right now. The water crisis just isn't that dire. It's something we need to be careful about, that we have options to combat it when that time comes. But right now, it's just a way for, you know, extremist environmental liberals like Justin Jones, the guy I'm running against, to try to take more power away from you.
We're seeing right now NV Energy trying to limit the consumption of electricity used during the hottest point in the year. Can you talk a little bit about what's going on there? Is that the same kind of thing going on, except instead of water, you insert the word electricity?
It's a little bit different. The reason is because there's only, you know, a finite amount to our electric grid, amount of electricity available to us. A lot of the reason for that, though, are environmental extremists, again, who haven't let us build onto our capacity with more natural gas generators, who haven't let us really expand to where we can be. And the really funny thing about that is, again, my opponent, Justin Jones, wants to ban natural gas in Clark County. So, for example, when it came time for you to get a new range or a new hot water heater, you would have to get an electric one. So good luck, you know, if you're cooking Chinese food on the strip. Of course, those sorts of restaurants won't be able to even cook anymore because they don't have gas that is necessary to cook that way. But the funny part about all this, his war against natural gas, 71% of the power that we get in Las Vegas, in Clark County, comes from natural gas. So this fool wants to cut off natural gas and make it so that we're paying more for our electricity, that we're going to have to put in all of these, you know, windmills and solar plant panels and things like that that don't really work and are incredibly expensive. And at the end of the day, what it's going to do is put us in a position where we have more of these, you know, rolling blackouts, where we have more, you know, put your temperature up to 80 degrees, even though it's 110 outside. Those sorts of mandates from government are going to be more and more. And the other side of it is our electric bills are going to be 3 or 4 times more expensive. So for a guy who has 6 houses like Justin Jones, my opponent, he doesn't care. But for the people struggling to make ends meet, when you're talking about adding hundreds of dollars onto your electric bill, I mean, it's real money, and it's something that most people can't take. I mean, we're going to have to look at moving somewhere else for a lot of people if our electric bills are, you know, $600-$800 a month, and that's what he wants.
Drew Johnson joining us, a candidate for the Clark County Commission District F, as in Frank. Drew, I've got to ask you, a lot of people are out there listening to a program like this and saying, hey, this guy thinks the way I think. But I don't know how to help him. How can people help you? What is it you still need at this late date?
Yeah, thanks for asking that. That's really important. The first thing to do is go to our website, Drew for Nevada, all spelled out, drewfornevada.com. That's where you can find us on social media, too, at Drew for Nevada. What we need, first of all, are people to get out and vote. Know that no matter what you think about your concerns with voting, the one way that your vote will not be counted is if you don't vote. So please get out there and vote. Vote all the way down. I know that you hear a lot from great candidates like Lombardo and Laxalt, April Becker, people like this, Sam Peters, Mark Robertson. But go on down and make sure to vote Republican on down and get to me, get to Clark County Commission District F if you're in our side of the valley, and make sure to vote. The other thing is we need people who are willing to put signs in their yard, knock, you know, walk with me and knock on your neighbor's door and just let me have the opportunity to talk to people in your neighborhood. That means the world if you're able to give $10 or $20. We're running against a guy who is part of his wife with Harry Reid's personal policy advisor for 20 years. So he has a lot of this Reid machine money. And so overcoming that is taking a lot. We've raised a ton of money. Things are looking good. But every dollar is so important right now. So even if you say, oh, I can give $5 or $10, that still means a lot to us. So, again, go to drewfornevada.com, and we've got ways to volunteer, ways to help out. And anything, if you can make a phone call, knock a door, it means the world to us.
I got
to
ask you in our final couple of minutes, are you convinced that this midterm election will be free and fair, even with, all of the ballot harvesting and all the really bad stuff that was passed by the legislature? Are you convinced that you'll get a fair shot?
I do, and here's why. Because we have so many great Republican volunteers. We have so many great independents who are concerned about making sure that that the election goes off well. We've got poll watchers. We've got poll workers. And so I feel more confident than ever, and certainly I feel like your vote will be counted if you vote. So absolutely, go vote with confidence. One thing I will say, though, is the reason we have mail ballots is because of Justin Jones, my opponent. He came up with it at the county level, and then it was adopted on the state level. So, you know, if you want to look at the root of what's caused all this concern and shenanigans last time, you can look at Justin Jones. But absolutely, let's get him voted out and trust that your vote's going to be counted because of so many good people who are volunteering their time. And I can't say thank you enough to those people, because I know that our votes are going to count this time.
Drew, two admonitions I would have for you. Stay cool and hydrate. Hydrate, especially
absolutely
when you're knocking on doors. Drew, thanks, man. We'll talk again, okay?
Always fun, Kevin. Thanks so much.
There you go. Drew Johnson, candidate for Clark County Commissioner, District F as in Frank. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 La Una proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
Hello, this is meine Auto. Und this is meine Key. And there is only one place I trust with meine Key. Meine Key Car Care. They even offer financing options so I can fix now and pay over time. Ooh, I love financing and options and Meineke and American cheese. Remember, I only trust Meineke with Meineke, your one-stop shop for total car care.
See store for details.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casal of the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casal of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Progressive Democratic leadership is failing Nevada. Our unemployment rate is the highest in the country as businesses have been destroyed. Our education system is ranked as one of the worst in the country, but the Democrats still block every effort to change it, and progressive policies have led to increased crime. Look, these things will never change if Republicans aren't elected to the Nevada Senate in November. We have great people running that are committed to returning sanity to the state. Please take the first step on the new path for Nevada by voting for the Republican candidates for state Senate, paid for by